One of the questions at the start of the Senior TT of 1977 was, could Phil Reed win two in a row following his Formula One victory? Or would John Williams, the lap record holder, get the victory he so narrowly missed last year? Part of this question was to be answered early in the race. Now, the start of the Senior.
The flag drops. Jack Findlay pushing the machine. Alex George gets a good start. He's away. He paddled that Suzuki. And away he goes. Jack Findlay's away okay. Now numbers three and four. John Williams and Chas Mortimer. And there's John Williams away. Very quick and neat. Chas Mortimer having rather a long push. Numbers five and six, Tony Rutter and Tom Herron. And they both get pretty good starts. Chas Mortimer is away. Tom Herron just leading Tony Rutter as they leave us. Number seven now, Charlie Williams, winner of the junior race on Saturday, alongside number eight, John Whedon. Both deciding the paddle start rather than the push. They're both away. Now we have number nine, Phil Reed, and number 10, Eddie Roberts. And it's the Yamaha of Eddie Roberts that fires, but Phil Reed also, the Suzuki burst into life, and he's away. Almost a wheelie there while he was sat side saddle. Now we have number 11, Billy Guthrie, and number 12.
It was Reed leading by 5 seconds at Ballacrane.
And at Ballacrane, we're still waiting, Peter. Here we are, the first machine is inside. Who will it be? Will it be one, two, or three? It is indeed number two, Alec George. Right into the corner now is Red Leathers, and the road is still clear. He's built up a considerable lead here already. Alec George through the corner, and no one in sight yet from the Hawthorns. Things are going very well for Alec, but where indeed is number one, Jack Findlay. One, two, three riders in view. One pulling out to overtake right down the outside of the road. That's number six, very fast, Tom Herron, up the inside of number one, Jack Findlay, and number five, Tony Rutter. Then goes number four, Charlie Mortimer, but where is John Williams? John Williams hasn't yet arrived here at Ballacrane. Two more riders into view, number nine and number seven, neck and neck, Phil Reed pulling inside number seven. Number seven, Charlie Williams. Then goes number eight, John Whedon, but John Williams still not with us. Number 10, Eddie Roberts goes through. Now, when I was with John Williams earlier in his garage this week, he told me that twice the big machine had seized at Glenvine in practice. Now, has this happened again? Has he got as far as Glenvine once more and the engine given trouble? Two more riders in view now. Right alongside the wall at Ballacrane, number 11 is Billy Guthrie, and number 12 is Steve Parrish on the Texaco Heron Suzuki, on the other works Suzuki.
John Williams had retired at the Highlander with a seized engine. By Balaf, Phil Reed had increased his lead over Tom Herron to 6 seconds.
The clear road, no problem whatever, and he's Phil Reed now on the Suzuki number 9. Here he is, really trying. Very good indeed, very good leap, and he's number 4, Mortimer. And 7, Charlie Williams. So Reed has passed them already. What a magnificent performance Reed is putting up on this Suzuki, considering his unfamiliarity with the machine. And he's number 10 now, Eddie Roberts. Riding with a broken collarbone, and he'll know that after 6 laps of this course. And he's Jack Findlay now, followed by John Whedon. Number 1, Findlay. And Whedon, there he goes. And what a tremendous excitement there to see Phil Reed so far up number 9. Very slim-looking style, tucked in just the way he used to on the MVs, as we've seen him come down to Balaf so many times before. But Reed, it must be really flying, but leading on the road, Alex.
And he had added another second to his lead by the bungalow.
Away, round the veranda, and the first machine now in view. Very fast approach. It's Alex George. Red leathers, green and white helmet, number 2 on the front plate, goes wide on the left-hander. Plenty of room on the right-hander, and up the road he goes towards Brandywell, which is now clear of the mist. Here's the second man on the road, and it's Tom Herron. Number 6, those green and white leathers, the orange and green of Ireland on his helmet, tucked tightly behind the streamlining. And now where's Phil Reed? Two machines in sight, the first one is Reed. Familiar colours of a Suzuki, but it's those red leathers and their black and white helmet, and he's trying all right. He's just passed Tony Rutter, and already the crowds are waving to Phil Reed on the first lap, as they did on Saturday. Well, he's got his fans and he's got his critics, and one thing you can't argue about is his riding ability. There's number 10, 4 and 7, all in line astern with Charlie Williams, the winner of the junior race, bringing up the rear of those three. And
by the end of lap 1, Phil Reed had Tom Herron in his sights.
Perfectly okay. Here's Tom Herron across the line now, and the third machine is in view, and it is Phil Reed, and he crosses the line some 6 seconds behind Tom Herron. 6 seconds, the time difference at the start as Tony Rutter goes through. The time difference at the start between Herron and Reed was some 20 seconds, so that's a 14-second lead now. Phil Reed has over Tom Herron at the end of lap one. Two more machines in close company. That's number 10, Eddie Roberts. Closely followed now by number 7, that's Charlie Williams. And a third machine. This is number 4, Chas Mortimer. The lights are also on.
Indeed, would Tom Herron be in second place?
Machine on the right-hand side of the road, just bending over slightly as they pass the grandstand here. There's George Fogarty, number 26. And there's Pat Hennen. Number 16, the American here, certainly he's passed his teammate. Because there's Steve Parrish now, number 12. And he's closely followed by number 17, and that's Derek Chatterton.
It was George Fogarty in second place by just 0.2 of a second from Herron. And Herron and Reed were almost together at Ballacrane on lap two.
Two riders in view. The second one's Phil Reed. The first is Tom Herron. Listen to this. Tom Herron casts a glance over his left shoulder to find that Phil Reed is there right on his tail. Now it's number 5, Tony Rutter, a beautiful stylist, immaculate as always round Ballacrane. And now we're told that Phil Reed leads by 20 seconds from Tom Herron at Ballacrane. Phil Reed leading by 20 seconds at Ballacrane. So we look at our watches and find that Phil Reed has come out here in 3 minutes.
And they were even closer at Ballagh.
Round the right hand and then round the left, and he's Tom Herron now. Tom Herron braking very hard, but he's Reed right behind him. He's Reed now, left knee out, swings it over the bridge, a tremendous leap, lands it slightly on the front wheel. He must have jumped about 15 yards off that bridge then and about 2 feet off the ground. And he's Tony Rutter now. What can he do? Rutter cannot reply to Reed's challenge. But he's on a smaller bike, he just hasn't quite got the steam, but Rutter is definitely happier on that bike than on the four-cylinder machine. And away he goes.
By the bungalow, the flying Herron and Reed were closing on Alex George.
And that is where number 2, Alex George, will be travelling in a few seconds' time as he goes past us at the bungalow on his second lap, all by himself. Now here's the second rider now, and it's Tom Herron still ahead of Phil Reed. Just about 100 yards between them on the road. There goes Herron, there goes Reed. Just like that, still some of the crowd waving. One wonders if that's a very good idea on laps 1 and 2, as they have done. They do it on the last lap. One wonders if that's quite a good idea as well, because these machines are travelling very, very fast indeed. But the important thing there is that Tom Herron is still leading Phil Reed on the road. There's number 5, Tony Rutter. And, of course, Phil Reed just has to sit behind Tom Herron, and he knows that he is still 7.
At the end of lap 2, Tom and Phil were really in close company.
Now, next machine should be number 6. Tom Herron, closely followed by the race leader, number 9, Phil Reed. There's two machines in close company here. There should be the two of them. And who's leading? It's Herron. It's Reed. It's as quick as that as they cross the line here. And Phil Reed just looks as if he's going to overtake Tom Herron in the very near future. So that's the order as they go past at the end of lap 2. Number 9, Phil Reed, leading the senior TT at the end of lap 2 by some 17 seconds. And the early retirement, of course, of number 3, John Williams, who went out on the very first lap. This is number 5, Tony Rutter, the sixth place man, coming in for his pit stop and just working out some unofficial times very shortly.
Would Phil Reed be in front at Ballacrane?
Perfect again, Peter. Number 2 cranks into the corner. Alec George in exactly the right gear that time. He had the gear selected before he accelerated. The front end lifted as he went out of Ballacrane. Two riders in view now. Is it Phil Reed leading? It is indeed. Number 9, Phil Reed. The back end twitches as he brakes hard. Tom Herron right on his tail. Phil Reed has a look down to the right-hand side of the machine, down at the gear lever. He braked rather hard and the back end twitched. And exactly the same time from the start to Ballacrane, 3 minutes, 50 seconds, averaging 117.39 for that section of the course alone. Now, that's riding ability for you when you can equal your time exactly from point to point. We refer back to the days when they said that Jeff Duke could ride round and go over a sixpence placed on any corner of the circuit, and Phil Reed is exactly the same type of rider. Tom Herron right on his tail there, and Phil, I'm told, leads Tom Herron by 21 seconds. Phil Reed leading Tom Herron by 21 seconds.
But Tom fought back between Ballacrane and Ballagh.
George, number two. But Phil Reed now must be bearing down on him pretty quickly on the square four water-cooled Suzuki. But it's Heron now. Where's Reed? Reed's behind him. It's all right, but Heron's ahead. Heron is ahead of Reed. Number six, and there's nine, Reed. I thought we heard that Reed was ahead at Ballacrane, but in fact Heron has gobbled him back up again. I thought for one horrible second then that Reed had gone out, but he's about 150 yards behind on the approach, and of course the gap goes smaller and smaller as the speed falls, which some commentators on other places don't seem to be able to get the message about at all, that the gap will get wider as the speeds rise, and the gap now between Reed and Heron is 18 seconds. 18 seconds, but Fogarty not here yet. Unofficially, of course, second at the end of lap one, and already on lap three. We haven't got the official lap two time.
And he maintained that position at the bungalow.
And that sound you can hear is Tom Heron and Phil Reed, again just about 50 yards between them on the road, Heron in the lead, with Alex George away out in front on the road. They disappear up into the mist, which is still hanging around Brandywell, but it can't be too bad with speeds around the 108 mark. The corrected time difference between Phil Reed and Tom Heron is now 20 seconds. That reflects their starting interval. As I say, there are just a matter of yards between them on the road, and this race is not only going...
With such close racing, how would the pit stops affect the positions at the end of lap three?
Could play a very big part indeed. He's the leader on the roads, number two, Alex George. Being indicated, his pit is right at the top end of the pits to our right, the nearest to Governor's Bridge. He's in his pit, number two, Alex George, being refueled, no doubt, given his position. He's two machines in close company. This must be Reed and Heron, and that's the order. Phil Reed and Tom Heron, both coming in for their pit stops. Their front wheel really digging in as Phil Reed slams the brakes on. They're both in the pits just to our left. Alex George in the pit to our right. The first three in the race. And pit stop work here is going to be at a premium. Both with quick fillers, Reed and Heron. Visors being changed or cleaned. Phil Reed is off his machine. Alex George is still having petrol poured in. Reed is off his machine, waiting now for that petrol. Tom Heron. Who's going to be first away? It's Alex George. Alex George is away, number two. And who's going to be next? It's going to be Tom Heron. Tom Heron is away. The fuel is in Phil Reed's Suzuki. And very shortly, Phil Reed will be back in the race. He's just paddling it away now, the Suzuki. And he's away. Well, there we had the three leaders all in the pits at the same time, and they left in the order of Alex George was leading as they left. He was away first, Tom Heron was next, and then Phil Reed. So that's excitement indeed, with all three leaders in the pits at exactly the same time.
And soon Heron and Reed were plunging down Bray Hill on lap four. The high-speed duo were still together at Ballacrane.
Over in the middle of a corner. Two riders together going very, very quickly indeed. Who are they? There it is. It's Tom Heron and Phil Reed both together. There they go. Reed back where he should be, right on Tom Heron's tail, knowing that all he's got to do is sit there. And they are, in fact, 19 seconds behind Alec George. So Tom Heron is, in actual fact, pull back on Alec George again, but this would put Phil Reed back in the lead with Heron in second.
And also at Balaf Bridge.
An Englishman and an Irishman following. Here they are together. Heron ahead. Reed sitting there. No problem. Away he goes. Reed's got the job weighed up all right. He's not being tempted to pass Heron and try and show him the way. It's so much easier to follow than be followed. And that's exactly what he's doing with Tom Heron. And Tom Heron, well, he's probably shrugging his shoulders and saying, well, what can I do? He won't go away.
And the And the pair were really flying through Schoolhouse Corner in Ramsey. Even the mountain climb couldn't separate them.
Per hour lap, and here they are, and it's still Tom Heron leading on the roads just by about 100 yards from Phil Reed. Listen to them. And away they go, Phil Reed with the red leathers, Tom Heron with the green and white leathers, up the road towards Brandywell. The time interval between them is 10 seconds, my timekeeper says. 10 seconds with number... Now, and he has got number two, Alex George in second position now. Alex George in second position, 10 seconds behind Phil Reed, with Tom Heron in third place, 9 seconds behind Alex George. So this is a change from Balaf, where you'll remember Alex George and Tom Heron were tying for second place. Alex George has made the effort coming up the mountain and is now 9 seconds ahead of Tom Heron and 10 seconds behind Phil Reed.
And down to the slowest corner, Governor's Bridge. And the invisible tow rope still kept them together at the end of lap four.
And here he is, the second machine. This is Alex George across the line now. And now we wait for numbers six and number nine. Tom Heron, number six, and number nine, Phil Reed. Tom Heron on the 348 Yamaha, Phil Reed on the 499 Suzuki. Alex George is through. On his way now on lap five. I can hear the machines. I can hear one. I can see one. I can see two. They're that close. I didn't notice the second one. It's Heron, Reed, as quick as that as they cross the line. And Phil Reed just tucking in there behind Tom Heron as they continue now on lap five of the six-lap senior TT. And
Alex George was still leading on the roads at Ballacrane with Reed ahead of Heron.
Right, are rushing into view now. I can't see the number it is. Yes, it is indeed. Number two, Alex George. He cranks into the corner on the big Suzuki. Beautiful riding that is. He uses every inch of the road right out to the straw bales. And away he goes around the Glen Helen section. Now we look up the road to see who will be next with us. Will it be Tom Heron or will it be Phil Reed? Usually they arrive at around about 3 minutes 50 seconds from the start. It's now 3 minutes 33, 34, 3 minutes 40 coming up. Here he is, one rider in view. Phil Reed on his own. Phil Reed, number nine. And Phil Reed took 3 minutes 46 seconds that time, which is 4 seconds quicker than his best. Here's Tom Heron now. Number six, Tom Heron on the 350, looking down at the left-hand side of the machine. But he tucks in behind the fairing. Tom has possibly had some trouble, but Phil has certainly put on a spurt that lap. 3 minutes 46 seconds.
And Phil Reed had pulled away from Tom Heron by Balaf Bridge.
Because he's Alex George now on the bridge. And away he goes, and very, very neat style indeed. Hits the ground and slams the throttle onto that four-cylinder Suzuki and trying very, very hard indeed. Away he goes, and not one spectator has moved away from the barriers. And he's the second man now. No, it's not. It's a tail ender. Number 70, Peter Tibbetts. One of the men who make up the numbers, but very fast, and he's Reed now, all alone. Number nine. Here he is. No sign of Heron. No sign whatever of Heron. There goes Reed through, and he's Heron now. Here he is. Sounds okay. We'll have a look. Doesn't sound any problem with that machine. He just dropped a bit. Perhaps he just overdid one corner slightly and gave himself a slight fright, and he decided to let Reed go. But whatever it is, certainly the machine sounds okay, and the gap now is 13 seconds. 13 seconds, so it's within a timekeeper's pressing of the watch.
Then came this dramatic announcement.
And he's another Jeff, I must interrupt an important announcement just received from the clerk of the course that due to decreasing visibility, the race will be ended at the end of this lap, lap 5. Due to decreasing visibility, the race will be ended at the end of lap 5.
The riders were warned of this decision at Ramsey, and the weather had deteriorated at the bungalow.
This one through, it could be one of the leaders. I'm sorry, I can't be more specific than that until he gets right to me. I can hear machines changing down. There it is, in fact, number nine, Phil Reed. Again, he takes his hand off the bars. He's wiping that visor furiously. Some of the crowd waves to him, and he's all by himself. and we haven't seen number two, Alex George, and of course we haven't seen number six, Tom Herron, either. Another machine, there's number six, Tom Herron. And he doesn't use more than half the road width. That will give you some idea of the reduced speed at which they're going past the bungalow. And we have not seen number two, Alex...
Alex George had indeed come off at the right-hander before the Black Hut, thankfully without serious injury. And Phil Reed took the checkered flag for the second time.
Listen, the machine is in view, and this is him. Number nine, Phil Reed, gets the checkered flag, and he waves in absolute delight as he crosses the line to receive the cheers and the applause from the grandstand. Phil Reed, the winner of the Senior TT for 1977. Tom Herron, number six, is also at signpost corner. My friend, the scout over there, draws my attention to it. Number six, Tom Herron, through signpost corner, and he will come in to finish in second place. And it looks like number 10, Eddie Roberts, will be moving up to take the third place in the...
After the race, I spoke to the placemen. Firstly,
Phil Reed. Phil, well done.
Oh, thank you, Peter. That's really incredible. You know, I didn't believe it. You know, I cruised around learning the circuit on this new machine.
Well, it was a lap at over 110 miles an hour.
I don't believe it. I really don't believe it because, you know, I was cruising. Like, you're fantastic, yeah. Tom Herron's fantastic, too. Well, he showed me the way around. I followed him for a couple of laps.
But 110 miles an hour is certainly tremendous, because I think you'd only done two practice laps on the Suzuki, Phil, hadn't you?
That's right. It was a frame I'd rented. And one of the old works engines, which, you know, was a bit tired. And we'd had a lot of trouble in practice. It was overheating and boiling. But Bob White did a super job. Put safe jets in, but it, you know, caused it to misfire. So it wasn't going full stick, you know.
It was still 110. What were conditions like? They got a bit bad towards the end, I believe, on the mountain, didn't they, for visibility?
Well, yeah, it was really bad, especially the last lap, certainly the last two laps, you know, with rain and mist as well. But I followed Tom and he showed me the way through. It was great.
Anyway, Phil, that's two out of two from all of us. Many congratulations. A great performance. I think especially today is on that Suzuki.
Yeah, thanks. Just one more to go now.
That's it. Thanks, Phil. And we can talk now to Tom, who finished in second place. Tom, congratulations.
Thank you, Peter.
What sort of a race was it for you?
A little bit hairy. The frame or the steering number seemed to have given up, and I was getting an awful lot of wobbles. On the first lap, I thought it was the heavy fuel in the tank, and I said, it'll be okay, it'll get better and better, but didn't it get worse and worse?
Yeah, you're having quite a dice with Phil, because you were in close company for a lot of the time, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I knew I had the easier machine for handling normally, but today there was six of one, half a dozen of the other. But I think if it had been a Honda Suzuki, it would have been a bit better.
Did you have any sort of problems at all?
Just the frame, that was all. So there's some little problem. The engine was perfect, absolutely.
Great. Well, that's another second play. Well, a third on the junior, a second today. Who knows, on Wednesday, all the very best for Lento.
Thank you.
And for the first time this week, we can talk to Eddie Roberts. Nice to see Eddie up into third place. Well done.
Thank you, Peter.
Any sort of problems on the way around today?
No, apart from the last lap, I took to the grass at the bungalow. Forgot where I was, I think.
Yeah. Now, you've got a collarbone injury, haven't you? How has this affected you? It must be painful.
It's quite painful, but when I found out I was doing quite well, I forgot about it.
That makes a difference,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does, yeah.
What about the rest of the week now? Are we seeing you out on Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm out on the 750, hopefully, in the Classic, and also in the Jubilee race on Friday.
So two more to go for you.
Two to go.
Eddie, nice to see you. Great supporter like you up in the first three. Well done indeed.
Thank you very much.
And so the results of the 1977 Senior TT. First, Phil Reed, Suzuki at 106.97 miles an hour. Second, Tom Herron, Castrol Yamaha, 105.67. Third, Eddie Roberts, Suzuki, 104.25. Fourth, Joey Dunlop, Ray Yamsell, 103.10 miles an hour. Fifth, Pat Hennen, Suzuki, 102.93. And sixth, Joe Lindsay, Yamsell, 102.63 miles an hour. And indeed, the 7th to 12th place men also averaged over 100 miles an hour.